Greetings, my fellow road warriors and spiritual navigators. Welcome back to Men of Faith and Fortitude. This is the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, and known also as Preacher Joe, your fellow traveler on this winding road of life and faith. We've been off the airways for a spell, haven't we? A
few weeks where the garage was silent,
the pipe was parked, and our journey together, we'll have to take a pause. But like any seasoned rider knows, sometimes you gotta pull over, let that engine cool, turn some wrenches, and reflect on the miles that you traveled and the miles ahead. Seeing this break, this moment away from the microphone, it wasn't just idle time. No, brothers and sisters, it was a period of renewal, of diving deep into the Word and seeking what messages needed to be brought forth into our next ride together. It's been a time of prayer, of seeking guidance and understanding that just like in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we are to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. See, even in the silence, even in the gap, God's been speaking, directing, preparing us for what's next. Today, we're on a sacred route exploring spiritual intelligence with the guidance of the ultimate leader of our pack, the Jesus Christ, the original 1%. See, before we hit that gas, let's bow our heads. But first, let's link arms in prayer. Almighty God, guide us as we journey through your truth. Protect us as we ride against the grain and enlighten us with your eternal headlight. Lord Jesus, lead us on this ride. We will follow you as our mighty road captain. Open our hearts to your road signs and fuel us with your divine wisdom. Amen. Folks, spiritual intelligence is about rolling against the world's flow. Following a path less written, right? See, marked by the blood and love of Jesus Christ. Spiritual intelligence is the outlaw's guide to the kingdom. It's about riding with God's map instead of society's. In the words of the ancient roadmap, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You see, these aren't just words. They're the code of the road. The biker's creed in navigating life's twisted turns. Brothers and sisters, these are the coordinates that Jesus, the original 1%er, laid out for us, riding with the complete trust in the Father, against all odds. Reflect on the life of Jesus. He rode through this world with nothing but his Father's words and a heart for the lost souls. See, the ultimate rebel, standing against the empire of sin, the religious elites, and societal norms. Just like he declared in the wilderness, and we echo every mile on our bikes, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Remember King David? Yeah, the original rebel, right? Riding solo with God's guidance, facing giants, ruling nations. See, he declared that thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. We ride by the same light, cutting through the darkness of this world. Now, a quick break for our sponsors. Revving Back into Action is brought to you by Warrior Spirit Warehouse. While we took a moment to refuel spiritually, our mission never idled. Visit Warrior Spirit Warehouse to gear up with faith-fueled apparel and accessories that embody the spirit of the ride and the walk of faith. All right? So everything's down in the descriptions. And remember, we're not alone. We're not lone riders on this path. Hebrews 10:24-25 isn't just about church on Sundays. No, it's about the ride of life, the community of believers supporting each and every single one of you. Just as Jesus gathered his disciples, forming the first crew of truth riders, living and preaching the ultimate road code. Friends, in this time apart, we've all faced our own trials, turns, and detours. But let's remember Jesus. He carved a path for us, not just for the clear days, but also through the storms. He's the beacon when the fog rolls in, the steady hand when the road gets rocky. So here we are, back together, kickstands up, ready to dive deeper into spiritual intelligence. To explore God's wisdom. God's wisdom that guides our paths. The journey doesn't stop. It evolves it transforms and leads us to new horizons. I want you to think about Daniel, not caged by lions, but riding free among them. Anchored by prayer, as firm as a steel between our legs, Daniel 6:10 shows us a man whose faith was his engine, a direct line to God, unbreakable, unstoppable. See, that's the spirit that we embrace, the conviction that we ride for. Let's talk about our group, our divine charter. Hebrews 10:24-25 ain't about weekend riders. No, it's about life's journey, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. See, we ride in the fellowship of the faithful, our brotherhood and our sisterhood that holds us steady on the road less traveled. Reflect for a moment on the ride so far. Those times that you've chosen the narrow path, wasn't that spiritual intelligence? James chapter 1 verse 5 calls out to us, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. See, whether it's standing your ground or choosing peace, see, these moments define our journey, our creed, our legacy, okay? So, this week, I want you to take the challenge. What's that challenge? I want you to ride with the Word as your roadmap. Let it guide your actions, fuel your conversations, and steer your decisions. The road ahead is ours to claim, with God's wisdom as our compass and His grace as our tailwind. I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to each and every single one of you, my faithful listeners, for holding on during the silence, for keeping the faith, and for coming back, ready to ride alongside me. Journey's richer with you, the conversations are deeper, and the faith is stronger. So let's roll out with our hearts open, spirits high, and our minds tuned to the frequency of God's truth. Reminder, don't travel alone. Subscribe for more episodes. Gear up at Warrior Spirit Warehouse. The link is down in the description, where every purchase supports our journey and spreads the message. Together, we are unstoppable. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for joining me today on this divine detour into deep understanding. Remember, in the ride of life, Jesus is our road captain, the pathfinder, the original one percenter who marked the trail with his blood and love. Until we rev up for the next ride, keep faith at full throttle, your eyes on the heavenly road, and your spirit fierce and free. I'm Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, Preacher Joe, blessing you with winds of grace and roads of redemption, my fellow road warriors of faith. Remember, we're not just passing through. We're on a mission with every mile of testament to His glory. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Ride hard, pray harder, and remember, in God's MC, our ride is eternal. God bless and keep the shining side up. E-Rock.
And ever since that day, life been crazy, man. I really ain't had too much to say. Sometimes I want revenge, but that's the devil's way. Or acting not, so I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask him to lead the way, but if it gets no better, just know I tried. Consider this my last letter. To my fans, to my friends, to my family. When I leave this earth, I hope y'all all remember me. R.I.P. Shout out Quinn, rest in peace, Preacher Main. I'ma hold it down, but swear to God, I miss you, man. R.I.P. you all, we miss you, Franco. Freaky T, he took it hard, I feel his pain, though.
So many cry, I see so many down, but nothing at all. Giving the life up, something so small, I say.
Man, you gotta wake up and thank God every day for living, man. You never know when you're gonna go, you understand? R.I.P. to all my homies, man. I love y'all, I miss you, man. We're gonna come join you one day, homie.
It's got to be hope in my future.
Tell them.
Cause pain in my past.
They don't see it, though.
Yes, it will.
They don't see it, though.
But I always been a believer.
Me too.
Suffering can't last.